The following Pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Unplugged? Unplugged. I am not a classic rock guitarist. I don't want to be unplugged.
I don't think shouting will help. Unless, of course, it will make you feel better.
No, I don't feel better. I'm about to die. My mother is about to pull the plug on my comatose body.
There's still time.
Time? Oh, yes. All the time I need, right? Well, apparently that's not exactly true, is it? I can take all the time I want. I just might die in the process.
How do you know that this isn't all that you needed?
Well, then I wouldn't be here anymore, would I?
It really is up to you, whether you go back or not. But you keep focusing on getting back as your goal.
Isn't that the goal here?
Not necessarily. You're here to talk about what you want to tell me.
But I've told you everything. My hopes, my dreams, my fears. Everything. What more do you want from me?
Well, let's look at the business section. Oh, this should be interesting for you. Philip Carter Grayson is suing Ginger Carlisle for unlawful use of his name outside of contract. Carlisle was thereupon dismissed from her position with Premier Advertising. Anything? Terry? Terry, please wake up or give some sign that you can hear me. I mean, I don't want to scare you or anything, but your mom's going to be here soon, and she's going to unplug you.
Ugh. Talking to the doctor is getting me nowhere.
You really ought to get some sleep, Danny.
I grabbed a few hours on the plane. I'm fine.
I thought you said you couldn't sleep.
Forget what I said. I'm fine. Terry's my priority right now.
What do you want to tell me?
Terry?
What do you want to say?
You've got to be able to hear me. Has she moved or anything?
Well, her eyes did that fluttery thing, and I think her foot might have twitched. You think that could be a sign?
No. Those are involuntary muscle spasms. I already checked.
Well, maybe you should start saying goodbye.
Todd! There's no reason to say goodbye!
No, I know. I'm just saying, look, her mom's gonna be here.
I know you're just trying to help, but...
Would you rather do this while you know she can hear you, or...
I can't give up hope. I won't give up on her.
Danny, there is a distinct possibility that she's gone.
Would you just leave me alone for a minute.
Are you sure?
Sure that I will punch you in the face if you don't.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
This sucks. You know how much this sucks? Major suckage. Like a septic tank cleaner. Yeah. I can't do Terryisms. But this place sucks. The cafeteria coffee? Ugh, you're not missing much. One part lead to two parts kryptonite. Ugh.
What do you want to say to me, Terry? What have you always wanted to say?
Alright, there are some things you should know. So it's not a shock when you wake up. First, this look is not working for you. You're really pale. I mean, you were snowy, creamy before, but now you're all ashy. And you've lost a lot of weight. Not in a nice, toned way, though. More like an I've been living on an IV type way.
Want to know what I want?
Because you have. So you've got...
I want to say that I'm pissed at you. This is all your fault. You have the power to send me back. And you don't. This is always the way with you, isn't it? What, is this funny for you or something? You have the power to help me.
It'll be curly.
Dangle happiness above our heads, just out of our reach, and then move it out of the way, just jump for it like some twisted psychotic pinata.
I like chrysanthemums, though. You know, they smell nice, and they're great for tea, but you'll hate it. So when you wake up, we'll, I don't know, have it straightened or something? You might look like a lesbian then. A really cute lesbian. I don't know. We'll get some barrettes and girly it up, or it'll grow, and we could just wait for that.
Good.
See, we can't wait right now. In a few minutes, your mother's gonna walk through that door, and she's gonna turn off everything that's making sure you stay alive. So I need you to wake up, or do something. Anything that lets everyone know that you're still in there.
Good? What are you on? You've been pissing on me every day since I was born. Not just me, but my family, my friends, anybody who's worth a damn in my life. And for what? So people like Ginger fucking Carlisle can get ahead? It's bullshit. Some of us need a break from your cosmic shitstorm. Cut it the fuck out.
I need you in my life, Terry. I don't want to go back to thinking that just existing is good enough. Since the moment I met you, I've laughed every day. Something's been funny or dumb or ridiculous, or that way you smile and your corner of your mouth does that little... I've smiled more often when I'm with you than I have in my whole life. You made me see that the world doesn't have to suck. And the world doesn't have to suck. Ginger was fired! She was fired! And the execs want to promote you! And they've also offered me my old junior position back, and you kind of lost your apartment. Sorry about that. But there's been a lot going on, you know? I moved all your stuff to my house, except your couch. That didn't make it. I love you. I love you. I love you. Don't let your mom take you away from me. Squeeze my hand. Open your eyes. Say something. You've got so much to look forward to.
Are you Daniel Peer?
That's me. Nice to meet you face to face, Mrs. Snowden.
Please, Ruth. Have you finished saying goodbye?
Finished? There isn't enough time in the world.
I understand. But the doctors are here to do their job, and we should probably leave the room.
If you can't give me any more time, at least let me have the time she's got left.
It's fine with me, but I can't. To stay in here and watch. To see. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll be outside with the boys. Are you done?
No! What I've said doesn't even begin to cover my frustration. You took my dad. When I needed him, you took him. I have never understood why. There was no reason for it. You continuously put objects in my path. And now? You're killing me! And for what? So you can hear me say I'm pissed off? Fine! You have really pissed me off! Now put me back, you sadistic, omnipotent bitch!
I'm going to call the time of death at 3:47. I'll give you a few minutes. I'm truly sorry.
Put all your clothes in my closet. All your dishes are in the kitchen. I put your desk right next to mine in the living room. You're all moved in. I can't say goodbye to you, because you've moved in. Into my house and my life. Please, Terry. Don't make me say goodbye.
I think we've made a lot of progress.
What?
Oh, look at the time. I think our session's about over.
Terry! She's choking! Somebody get in here!
Nurse, remove the breathing tube!
Wait, doesn't she need that to breathe? No, look, she's breathing on her own! You try to breathe with a tube down your throat, genius!
Everyone out! We need to make sure she's stable! You too, Mr. Peer.
I am not leaving.
Go get some sleep or I'll have you sedated. Don't worry, she's out of the coma now. But it must have been one hell of a fight. We'll make sure she stays with us.
Thank you.
Do you think we put enough chocolate in there?
2 bags of chocolate to 1 batch of cookie dough? I think we have enough. You don't want a coating of chocolate pieces?
Says you. What time is it?
Almost 7. Why? Is Philip supposed to call?
Yes, he's supposed to give me his flight info. But it's midnight there now. Maybe he'll call tomorrow morning.
Or maybe not.
No, it isn't the superhero theme.
What?
It's a geek thing. Never mind. Hello?
Hi. Is this Chloe Ashton?
Speaking.
Oh, good, okay. Well, my name is Todd, and I'm a friend of Terry and Danny's. We met once at Premier, and I think we saw each other a couple times at the hospital.
I think I remember you. Oh, any news?
Yes, Danny would have called himself, but he's asleep right now.
Okay. And?
She's awake.
Are you serious?
Yes, well, she's asleep, but she's not in a coma anymore. At least
oh, my God. Tessa!
Why?
Oh, my God, Tessa!
Quiet,
Tessa!
Chloe, tell me what's going on right now, or I'll bite you. You remember that? Not pleasant.
She's awake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, Jesus. She's awake. She's awake. Oh, my God.
Oh, we have to tell Jeff.
I have to tell Philip.
Okay, I'm going upstairs.
Okay, I'm
going
to call him.
Hey, I'm Philip.
Yeah, I know who you are. I don't live under a rock. Come on in.
Oh. Oh, good. Then I do have the right house.
Well, you might not. I could be some crazed fan that you just happened to knock on the door of.
Are you?
Nah. Chloe's in the kitchen. You look pretty good for someone who got up at midnight and then had a long flight the next day.
I don't know. Used to odd hours and long flights, I guess. I was very happy to hear about Tammy, though.
Terry, me too. I'm Jeff, by the way.
Oh. Well, Jeff, nice to meet you. That's the last time I'll ever remember your name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got this thing. I can't remember names. I had to tattoo Chloe's name on my wrist.
Would you like to be able to remember mine?
How?
It's easy. My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff. Jeff! Jeff! Jeff, your name is Jeff!
Yes, it is.
Not Johnny, not Jackie, no. Your name is Jeff! Jeff! This is incredible! I've never been able to remember anyone's name. Ever! Oh, Jeff. Chloe, look. His name is Jeff! Jeff is his name, and Jeffo
no,
is
just
his name. Oh, right. Right.
How did you do that?
You really want me to answer that?
No. Bubble. Okay.
I could help him remember yours, too, if you wanted.
No. I kind of like the tattoo. It's special.
Well, nice to meet you, Philip. Oh, your last movie was craptacular.
Oh, yeah. Did you go by yourself?
No, Tessa went with me, my fiancé.
Okay, so about $10 each, plus popcorn, soda. You look like a junior mints man, am I right?
Hey, you're good.
Awesome. Think about $50 would cover it?
Oof, I don't know. It was a pretty shitty night.
Tell you what. I owe you a drink.
Deal.
Philip, I keep telling you, you don't need to refund everyone who's seen your movie.
Hon, believe me, you don't know that. You didn't sit through the whole thing.
Oh, dear. It got worse?
So this is PCG, Chloe's Hollywood stud muffin. How's it hanging, Hamlet?
You must be Trina.
Well, you are bad at that, aren't you?
Not really. His name is Jeff.
You cheated, didn't you?
Is it really cheating? Hello, beautiful.
Aren't they so cute?
And inspirational.
Get a room. Speaking of, let me show you to yours.
And thank you so much for giving us a place to stay. You have no idea how important it is.
It's not a problem. You're just a bit early for the wedding. By a month. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
No. Bacon is my friend.
We're gonna get along just fine.
Yeah, what was the big emergency?
Yeah!
I should probably explain. Honey, we need to talk.
Oh, no good can come of this.
Should we leave you alone?
No. We're hiding out here. You should be aware of what's going on. Why don't we all sit down?
Okay, Miss Snowden, try to resist when I push against your right foot.
You are a very bad person, and I am resisting your intent to push against my right foot. Come on, I gotta have some fun.
A good sense of humor actually helps patients get through this.
See? Patients who are obstinate get the stick.
I can tell we're going to have a fun time together.
How soon do you think she'll be walking on her own again?
It depends a lot on Terry, actually.
Will I be able to play the piano?
Careful with that joke. It's an antique.
I like you. God, I swear we've met before.
Can't think of where, but I like you too. Now, left foot.
Okay, Danny, what did I miss?
You mean in the months you were out?
Yep. Come on, get me all caught up.
Oh, God. Well, your mother had your hair cut.
Yeah. Noticed this, have I? Pleased I am not.
Could you sing tomorrow?
I swear if I could move my legs, I would kick you right now.
Good motivation. Relax your legs and let's try some aerobics.
Okay.
You remember Jeff and Tessa.
Jeff, Tessa, no. Of course I remember them, you dingbat.
Well, they're getting married.
No shit. Aww. Tessa's marrying my favorite waiter. I wonder if I'll get my food for free now.
I doubt it. They're living in New York now. Somewhere upstate.
Oh, at Nana's house.
Okay. I don't know where that is. But we're invited, of course, but that's only if we can get you in shape in time.
Come hell or high water, I will not miss this wedding.
Well, that's good. You're a bridesmaid.
As expected.
Well, Chloe's now living in L.A. with Philip.
Philip? Who's he? Oh, is that the guy she was dating?
Yeah, Philip. Carter Grayson.
The actor? Super cute but really bad movie? PCG and Chloe. How long was I out again?
Almost 2 months. Apparently she'd been seeing him for a while.
Behind my back? How dare she? I am so going to kill her. Right after I learn to hold this plastic ball. Can I put this down yet?
Okay, let's try the other hand.
Okay, what else?
About Philip.
Oh, I forgot. I'll be right back. I need to get the things for your massage and hydrotherapy. Drop the ball when holding it becomes too difficult. Push, not strain, okay?
Got it. What were you saying?
Ginger. Ginger doesn't work for Premier anymore.
I figured that out earlier today when a courier brought me promotion paperwork. Yay! What were you saying about Philip?
There's no easy way to do this. Okay. I've known Philip for a long time. That thing that I haven't been able to tell you. I should probably tell you.
Wow, that's different.
Oh my God.
You're serious, Philip. Gerald Williams.
I wouldn't joke about this.
You better not. This is... You came here for a hiding place. Do you realize the danger you've placed on us, on my...
I can understand wanting to protect Chloe and of course yourself, but you have to realize my position here. You don't fuck around with that kind of danger.
Honestly, I didn't ask for any of this. Like I said, I just found out myself. Gerald knows where I live in L.A. I couldn't leave Chloe there. We were going to be here for the wedding anyway. Please, let me just use this time to find a new place for us. Once I've got something, we'll be out of your hair, I swear.
Jeff, it can't be easy for them to hide. He can't walk down the street without someone recognizing him.
Look, while you're here, you're under my protection. We'll figure something out together, all right? We know a thing or two about hiding in plain sight. Danny and Terry should be coming up in a few weeks, pending Terry's therapy. We'll think about this more then. Tonight, though, you owe me that drink.
Thank you.
That's it?
What's it?
You'll figure this out, and everything's okay again.
Oh, shit. Chloe, it's not that bad.
Not that bad? There is something wrong with the world. First, my boyfriend sends me off to New York without telling me why, where I find out that my best friend and her family are not normal. Then, I find out that my boyfriend is related to my other friend's boyfriend, and their father is a notorious crime lord, and... Ah!
Oh, that went well.
What just happened?
Oh, nothing. Chloe just had her bubble popped.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But I have to admit, that's one doozy of a secret.
Are you mad?
No. Well, a little. I can understand why you didn't tell me. I just kind of wish you had.
I know, it's like this reflex. I just want to protect what I care about. I wanted to make sure you'd be safe.
I get it, but I don't have to like it. I'll get used to it. Meantime, check this out. I'm a Terry Stew.
You're joking again. That's a good sign.
I am kelp-like. See me float on the waves. I could get used to this. A massage and jacuzzi treatment every other day.
Just about time to get out, Terry.
Oh, you've seen me in my flabby white nakedness.
I helped you undress.
Now I have to kill you.
Okay, you work on that. I'm going to help you get your flabby nakedness out of the tub.
Oh, all right.
By the way, a courier tried to deliver some flowers while you were in here. Obviously, we don't allow that kind of thing during therapy, so it's waiting for you at the desk. I brought in the card for you, though.
Thanks.
Huh. Who's it from?
It's a generic get-well card from someone at work. Betty?
Oh, Betty. You know, I don't know if I know a Betty.
Not sure. Oh, you know, Chloe's been up at Tessa's helping with the wedding plans.
That's gotta be fun.
Well, I was thinking, you know, if we can get you stable relatively soon, we could go up there early, and that way you wouldn't have to be left out.
Oh, are you kidding? I love watching Chloe drive Tessa up the wall. How doable is it?
Well, if we really push it, you might be able to travel in a couple of weeks. You'd still need the wheelchair and someone to work you through the exercises while you're gone, though.
Easy peasy. Let's do it!
And I'll be here to help. All the time.
Don't you need to go into work, Mr. Junior Exec?
I'm owed some vacation time. I need to be with you.
Aw, you say the sweetest things.
You promised you'd never do that accent again.
I fix your karaoke machine.
Or that one.
You are no fun.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Chapter 29, Wake Up Call, featuring the voice talents of Susan Bridges as Terry, Catherine Pride as the therapist and physical therapist, Tom Stitzer as Todd and Einstein, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, Megan Presley as Ruth, Dark Wolf as the Doctor, Alicia Lane Matheson as Chloe, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, Philip Weber as Philip, and David Ault as Jeff. Once Upon a Time in Vegas is based on an original work of fiction written by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Renee Christine Jones. Original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, produced by Pendant Productions. Created by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson. Copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.